The average age of American farmers is nearly 60 and trending older. If they don't plan for what happens with their land after they die, they won't have a say. Even so, passing property on is harder than it sounds, as Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck explains in the first of two stories about farmland transfer.
The Curry family farm is a little world of its own. Creeks and ponds and rolling hills in the middle of a pretty flat central Illinois. Each night, it's hog feeding time. Kim Curry said the property has been in the family since 1886, but she only moved there in 2008 when her father was dying of cancer. Now she says she can't keep up with it all.
We just don't have the energy to deal with the fencing.
Curry works for the state, comes home to her sister and niece, and they tend to the animals, which include hogs, chickens, cows, and seven dogs. She maybe eats dinner by eight. She wants to sell about 80 acres of hilly grazing property, so she posted it this summer on a regional ag organization's website.
It really has potential with someone younger, more energy.
But Curry hasn't had any takers. She used that site because it was free and was the only place she knew about.
I didn't know to look.
There are other places in Illinois where you can advertise property for sale, like online and newspaper classifieds, but no large-scale state-run program like what's next door in Iowa. It's called AgLink, a database meant to link new farmers wanting to rent or buy land with tenured farmers wanting to provide those kinds of opportunities. And it's run by Iowa State University's Extension and Outreach. In a state where nearly a third of Iowa farmland owners are older than 75, David Baker with AgLink says he has requests from way more beginning farmers than older farmers.
So I would say 11 to 1, 12 to 1. I need more of the farm families to say, we have a legitimate business and we'd like to see it go on into the future. We'd like to support our communities by having this business here.
About 20 states have something similar to AgLink, some public, some private, and at least in Iowa, could use more interest from the older generation because fewer kids are staying on the farm. And if there isn't someone to pass the farm on to, it could become part of a larger operation, taking away opportunities for new farmers. Sally Worley is with Practical Farmers of Iowa, a group that promotes farm sustainability and healthy environments. She calls a major land transfer imminent.
The biological clock is ticking for a lot of those farmland owners.
And she's concerned about what that could mean for farm communities if farmland consolidation continues. Things like fewer people and slower economies. But she acknowledges it's hard to even think about retiring from farming.
You get so passionate about what you do that it's hard to pull back the reins and let somebody else lead.
And part of the problem is that people have to face death. Mervin Roth encourages farmers not to wait for the inevitable. He's a farm manager in Macomb, Illinois, who helps keep a farm operation running when farmers die and pass on property to kids who don't farm. He says a plan can ensure a farm keeps running a certain way after death. Poor planning, on the other hand, can lead to arguments.
One family member wants to do one thing, one family member wants to do another, and so they call us in as a referee.
But the farmers who hold on until they die have an incentive to do so. Their property doesn't get taxed when they pass it down to their children, but those kids may already be in their 50s and 60s. Meanwhile, there are young farmers and beginning farmers watching and waiting for someone to give them an opportunity. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.